Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hello, hello, everyone. So glad you're joining us today. You know, I work a lot at positive thinking and tools. And as you listeners out there know, a lot of the shows we feature here on Reach For It Radio are about, you know, getting the things you want out of life and learning new tools and techniques to help your business or your personal life. And a lot of us, even though we know a lot of things and we just need some reminders and we need some refreshers to help us on our path. And so today's show is about sacred space and clearing negative energy, clearing energies in your body and in your space. Because a lot of times, I don't know about you guys, but you know, if you're feeling low on energy or you're kind of feeling blue, there's days that I, you know, have a low mood and or just low energy level. Do you ever find that your energy level fluctuates? And even if you don't really have a reason, maybe you've been getting enough rest, maybe you have been taking your vitamins and drinking your kale smoothie every day and leading a healthy lifestyle, but you might feel low or down or a little emotional or feel just something's not right. Maybe you're stuck. Well, that could be the energy of your space and not only your surroundings, but the energy in your body. And so today we have Ted Winslow with us. And for those of you who know Ted, he's been a regular guest on my show. And he's also my husband. But Ted is a sound healer and he's does a lot of research. He's a musician, a producer. He does everything audio and video engineering you can imagine. But he also, his favorite thing to do is sound healing research. He's going to talk a little bit about what he found in a recent trip to Sedona with the Vortex Energy and sound healing. And we're going to talk about a lot of fun things today. So if you want to join us and you would like some free sound healing music, call into the station today and talk to us on air and let us know what you'd like to use the sound healing for. If it's for your space clearing, we'd love to hear about it. The number here at the station is 1-888-627-6008. Hey, Ted, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so pleased to be here. I love being on the show with you. I love listening to it. So every time I'm on it, it's just such a joy and a pleasure. And I will be the great host, Johnny Carson. I'll be your Ted McMahon for today.
Ed McMahon, Ted.
I know, but I'm Ted.
Okay, all right, enough brown nosing. I'm going to make you dinner tonight. Don't worry. I'm just kidding. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about first is, you know, being sensitive, Ted, to energies in the space. And for those of you who know us, we've been in this metaphysical, new age, new thought, self-help work for quite a few years together. So, and we've been on the radio on other stations and other shows. And a lot of people think that Ted was this way when I met him. He was not. He was not a sound healer. When I met him, I think I healed him, actually, but he will probably disagree. But anyway, all of my space clearing and energy work, this was all new to him. When we first started dating and we've been married for, I don't know, like 13 years now. So we've been together for quite a few years over that. So Ted, I want you to share a little bit with the audience. You know, when you saw me get my sage out and for all of you listening who are into this kind of stuff and you sage your house because you feel negative energies or you burn incense or sweet grass or cedar wood or Palo Santo wood, which we'll talk about Continually through the show, different things to use when you're feeling stuck energy. I want you to share a little bit about what you thought. You thought it was crazy. I know it.
Well, first I wasn't sure how flammable if it was, and if you were going to set me on fire. you remember a few of those, but I was big into the 80s rock scene and with guitar and bass and producing and all of that stuff. And so any time that there was a sage or those incense, it was kind of to mask the scent of something else that may have been in those rooms of those 80s musicians. So when I had a judgment, and when I cleared through the judgment, being able to see how it opened up and really cleared out things in my area and space and consciousness. And back during that time area too, I was learning more about sound healing, which was not as well accepted in musical communities. They thought most of the sound healers were a little weird. Or had some other type of agenda. So it was beautiful to be able to go through and explore all of that, and for you to allow those judgments to be released from me and to continue down a path on something that I had loved and always been intrigued about.
Yeah, one time I'll never forget, you probably remember this too, Ted, we were in a fight, or you were in a really bad mood for some reason, and this was before you
never in a bad mood.
Dove into this. Field and I just pulled my sage out and started saging him. And for those of you who don't know what this is, you get a bundle of sage at the health food store now. They have it, and also metaphysical stores, and you burn it. You let the smoke go around the body. It's an old Native American technique, but it actually really does clear the energy. His mood changed within a few minutes. And I think he was just focusing on the sage and me not lighting his hair on fire or something by accident. But you got in a good mood, it really does work. So
it was a quick sign of, hey, it's time for an attitude adjustment. Look at what the outside stimulating factors are of this and what can you do to change it. And yeah, it did. It changed instantly with it. And I was like, whoa.
Okay, so for those of you in a relationship and you have someone who might not be into the stuff you're into, I say do it anyway. You don't have to, they don't have to accept it, as long as you're not invading. Like if he had asthma or something, I wouldn't burn sage by the poor guy. But, there's a lot of things you can do. So when you're feeling that stuck energy in your house, I do a lot of different things. And we're going to talk about Ted's sound healing research too. And I don't know about which one is your favorite, Ted, but I will burn sage. Sometimes I'll say prayers in the house. I've put holy water in spray bottles, sprayed them, and not just Ted, the house, and especially like if the in-laws leave. No, I'm just kidding. But you can spray the house with holy water. You can pray over water. You can put water under the full moon. Some people do that, and they put herbs and little pieces of crystal, and they make a water out of that, like a sacred water spray. You could put some drops of essential oils, and you can spray that around the house too. Now, we have a Native American Cherokee medicine woman. Ted has worked with her in the studio quite a bit, and she's also one of our authors and been on our show before. And she said to open windows when you sage, and also to burn sweetgrass right after you sage, because I guess there's some Native American tradition with that to help clear the energy. Which one do you like? I know you're going to say sound healing, Ted, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But I'm just curious, Ted, which one you like.
That's kind of the aspect of what is going to individually suit you or suit me at the time on this. So, like, when I stepped in the studio today, and I'm speaking from you guys here from the studio, the first thing I did is I picked up an essential oil, and this particular one, since I love the angels and working with the angels, it goes by White Angelica. And I put that on me. I put it so that I can on my face so that I can smell it as I'm speaking. Right now, I actually have a candle that I am burning, which is sage scent. I like the flame because I have the intention of burning off negative energies. By nature, I'm a shy individual, and I always feel people are judging me. And, And I like to do that so I can try to put that into the flame and burn off the negative energies. And then in conjunction with that, I've got a salt lamp. I think that salt is very healing and helps attract a lot of the negative energies to keep it away. And so this, it keeps my studio environment pure for me and clean so that I can have a focus on what I consciously want to do and bring to my awareness. And let go of all of that stuff and put it into the flame, put it into the oil uplifts me is what I mainly use that for.
Well, and the oils, back in the many, many moons ago in the Native American days, when what they would do before vision quests or also before the warriors would prepare themselves for battle is they would go into the woods and they would take needles of like the pine, the cypress, the birch, the juniper trees, and they would like rub these needles. But what they were doing was as they were crushing these needles, they were extracting the oil from the trees, and it was a form of protection. And they would use that for before vision quest prayer ceremony, but also before battle. And so in modern day, I love the smell of sage oil, cedar wood. You can get a little spray bottle at a health food store, or even they sell everything on Amazon now. 20 years ago, when I started teaching the oils and these type of techniques, nobody had any of this stuff. Now it's mainstream. It's at the health food store. So you can get a little spray bottle, put some water in it. It's best if you have, try not to use tap water if you can help it, because it has chlorine in it and fluoride and other bad stuff. But if you can get some, healthy, pure water, put a few drops of sage oil, cedar wood oil, pine, cypress oil, birch, juniper, any of those kind of pine oils are good. And if you like a little lemon scent with it, nothing's going to hurt. There's no right or wrong. But that spray bottle can work if you can't burn sage, because some places you can't do that. The fire alarm will go off, or you're in the office and you have negative people around you in the cubicles. You can spray it, pretend like it's your perfume or your body mist. Just do a little few sprays. I used to do that when I was in the corporate world many moons ago. And I worked with all men in the telecom. And they just accepted it. They thought I was a little weird, but I didn't care because I knew it worked.
I've seen you do it on a plane one time after a long flight.
Okay, well, I didn't realize the lemon and ginger was all that strong, and the whole plane looked at me, and I know you were humiliated, but
cleared our space.
It did clear it. Okay, so let's talk about, have you ever gone into places, I'd love it if people would call in and tell their experiences, but I know I have, where you've gone into places and you just feel there's something dark, because, energy cannot be destroyed and it's really not created. Energy, think of it this way, it's recycled in a way, okay? So if you have negative thoughts and emotions, what if someone is killed in a building? What if someone was killed 300 years ago in the brutal, horrible way? And, now there's a brand new building on the space and you feel this weird energy. They have a lot of shows now about ghost hunters and everything, but I truly feel that energy is real, because I will see energies and feel energies very strongly. And I know that's part of the healing work I've been involved in many years, was to figure all this stuff out. But I do want you to tell that story, Ted.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I think people will think this is really funny.
So, when we were looking for a place to get married, and we went to this place that for us is very spiritual here in Colorado. It's just outside of Colorado Springs, and it's called Manitou Springs. And so we went into there, and we were looking at different venues that we were going to be able to hold it with and meet some people. And at one point, we walk into this one place, and there was an elderly couple that was there. And to me, they looked like my grandparents, who I love very much. They were warm and inviting to me. and we start to speak to them on explaining a place for a reception to have or for, you know, just looking around with it. And all of a sudden, I start hearing Chrissy hacking, like just going into like convulsions, going, evil, evil. And I've never seen you run. And you flew out those doors, leaving me with these sweet elderly people that are looking at me like, I hope your wife is okay, to Mr. Winslow. And I'm like, she's fine, don't worry about her. I can't figure out why she's getting sick. And they're like, you know, come here at Christmas time. We'd like to have eggnog, and we can decorate the tree. And I'm thinking, this is beautiful. And I'm watching her just screaming, evil. So I finish my conversation with them, concerned about you, and go outside, and I can't find you anywhere. And I look up the steepest street that is probably in the town, which goes straight up like San Francisco that you would think on San Francisco. And I had to get, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to catch up to her running. I got in the car, and I drive up right next to you, and I'm like, honey, would you like to get into the car? And you were still screaming. Finally gets in the car, and you start telling me. What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Go ahead.
Well, this was a very old building. It must have been built during the pioneer days. You know, it's by Pike's Peak, and very spiritual place. Actually, a lot of the Indians and Native American tribes would come for the healing waters at Manitou Springs. So there's a lot of history there. There was something so dark that has never happened to me in my life. I've felt really, you know, dark energies before where I wanted to leave a building or stay away from a person. I'm sure the listeners out there have had those experiences, even if you're not into energy work, where there's just something that doesn't feel right and you need to leave. That was so intense. I could not stay there. I couldn't get the words out. So that's all I could get out to explain to Ted why I was acting that way. And he thought I was a crazy person. But
we never did make it back to say thank you to the grandparent people.
I'm sure they forgot. They were pretty old.
<We're>
But so, you know, in addition to using like candles or crystals, salt lamps, sound healing is a big, big thing that's used for space clearing. And if you go to a Buddhist temple, you go to churches, you know, you hear the bells, you hear the more of the New Age churches have the crystal bowls. You go to the traditional churches, they have the organs, the bells, the singing, the choir. That's all sound healing. You know, they're burning the candles, the incense, but they're also using sound. And this is an area that a lot of people forget about. They might remember the sage, but they forget about the sound. And Ted has done a bunch of research we're going to talk about with how he has proven the sound can clear the space, which I think is fascinating. So Ted, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of your sound healing research that you've done. And we're also going to play some music for you guys. And if anyone wants some free sound healing to clear their home or office or even their backyard. What if you have a bad neighbor and you want to play some sound healing in your backyard while you're having company over to help clear the area? Feel free. The station's number is 888-627-6008. And we will be right back with Ted Winslow and sound healing.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I hope you're having fun today. This is a great show because, you know, it doesn't matter how much you're into energy or not. We all feel it. We all feel that negative person. We all feel that negative space, or we just feel stuck. And, you know, way to unstick the energy is to clear out the clutter in your house, clean the house, sage it, spray your oils, the candles. But another way is sound healing. And Ted, I want to talk to you a little bit. You know, we've dedicated full shows to the dissonant frequencies and why it's important to have, you know, the more healing frequencies. But for the people who aren't really aware of this, could you just briefly talk about how it's important to have like the 528? We're going to play a little sample here in a minute on a sound healing frequency, but how important those are for our body and
energy shifting. Yeah.
It's
everything has a vibration, a frequency, and a sound. Sound, whether audible or not, produces a vibration. It will affect all people and all matter, both emotionally and physically. And different sounds affect molecules in a different way. You know, you mentioned about drums for clearing up for sound healing. And I've gotten really big into the drums. I started out with sound healing, doing a lot of crystal bowls and liking it. Now I'm back with the drums, and I'm fortunate enough to have a drum that is my personal favorite that was gone through a Cherokee, you know, ceremony.
It was like a 7-day ceremony that the medicine woman went through to make your drum for you.
Yes, yes. And so it's with the drums, you know, they're like the singing bowls. They can both clear away and invoke energy. Drums can break up thick energy very quickly and are great for clearing emotions, as well as clearing a room of the negative energy. And the vibration of the drum can be absorbed by everyone. And the Native Americans are just a phenomenal aspect of thinking of how they use it with their ceremony, too. And then you can go inside of the drums with, what kind of a stick are you going to use? And I know this is, you know, going a little bit deeper, but you can, one of the sticks I use is a leather-covered stick, which is going to produce a harder, more of a yang sound. Some people like using sheepskin, and some people just use wooden, or like a regular drumstick for hitting it, or another one that I like to use is one that has a rubber head on the end of it, so it'll get more of the bounce and the pong coming off of that drum head. You can adjust the tempo, so you can bring that tempo way back, or you can get it going pretty hard, too, to create more energy. It's just a great thing that I use for clearing space.
Well, the reason I am so such an advocate on sound healing, not just because I've learned about it so much through you in your research, but here's the deal. We're on iPads, we're on iPhones. A lot of us realize now we're educated that there's such a thing called HARP, and there's 440 dissonant frequencies that a lot of people suspect that governments and the you know, the one percenter families that are in charge, or that were in charge, hopefully they won't be forever, all work to keep us in an agitated state. And everything was tuned to the 440, which is not the natural frequency of the earth. And so all of that, we're getting bombarded by the TV, the radio, the cell phones, or the electronic addiction we have. And that can affect our bodies and our space, our if we can sleep at night, if we can, if we're ever reach a relaxed state after work, we're on our phone all the time. People won't even talk anymore. They're just on their phone checking, texting and checking Facebook and everything. So sound healing can counteract that. It can help bring us back into balance and ease, which is important for our health. And that is why I feel like I'm on a soapbox about the sound healing. But it is so important because we have six senses, right? We have five: hearing, smell, taste. You know, we know how good foods taste. We know smells that are appealing, sights. We love to look at beauty. Well, what about we forget to listen to beauty, to healing? And that is one of the fastest ways to heal your space is sound, through sound. It's fast. It's easy. You know, and so I want to talk to you about the 528 hertz because we have a sample of one of your songs. If anyone wants some free music, call into the station here and Ted would love to talk to you. But will you talk a little bit about 528, Ted?
The love frequency, 528, it's actually one of my favorite ones. I know a lot of people are talking about 432, and I've worked a lot with 432. The other thing is I've been going through with some of these angelic frequencies. They are very, very similar and somewhat in the same tuning as 528. I won't go into the other musicians who are doing that out there because you can find a lot of that on the web. But you know, you're talking about the energy, and the one thing I like about the 528 is that I've found with using that, you know, as we share our energy on a daily basis, what we need to do is to call our energy back and consciously clear our equilibrium from all the interactions, whether it be past or present. And 528 was one of the first frequencies I started experimenting with deeply to clear some of that so that, you know, we've been absorbing all these energies since we were young, whether, you know, and we are kind of our upbringing too, whether we were teased on the bus or doing the teasing, hopefully not, or had anxious parents where we learned anxious behaviors, to even the happiness of an aunt who loves her love for baking and cooking. And I found that clearing some of my blocks, that when I realized I had those through my journey, 528 was the one that really released and then started opening up new avenues of creating more space for me.
So you've recorded a lot of 528 songs. The one I wanted to play on today's show, because this is a way you can clear your space with sound healing, is many ways. You can play it in the background. You don't have to tell. If your husband would roll his eyes, or your teenage kids are like, oh, mom and your weird music, or maybe you're the man of the house, or you're in a partnership and your partner doesn't like what you play, it doesn't matter. You can just play the music as relaxing background music. You don't have to tell them it's sound healing. I mean, Ted knows there's many times I've diffused essential oils to change his mood without telling him. I've done a lot of things, and he's just like, oh, it smells good in here, and then he's happy, you know.
You know, a good way I can describe 528 is for releasing old energy is it's like dumping boiling water on an old block of ice and having it melt away.
Oh, that's a very strong analogy. So this song is that we're going to play here is a little sample, play about a minute sample for you guys to hear. It's called 528 Hertz. Haniel is the archangel from the Angelic Sound Healing, Ted, from your CD. So we'll have our producer bring this up, our lovely Doug. So you can hear a little bit. And, you know, playing sound healing also when you're cooking dinner, that is huge. It's putting that relaxing, loving energy into your food because, you know, food has water in it. Energy changes the molecular structure of water. Our bodies are water. It's very important. So let me just cue this up. Thank you. Okay, so that was 528. I love that song, Ted. That's Haniel from Angelic Sound Healing CD. So let's talk about, you know, the body is over 70% water. I've heard a lot of different statistics, you know, 75%, but approximately majority of our body is made of water. And Dr. Emoto has done a lot of research on proving that, you know, words and which have vibrations, sound can create sacred water, but they could also create diseased water as well. So can you talk a little bit, Ted, about how you made sure this music really does what it says it does?
Well, I tested it up against other frequencies of other songs. And so right along the line that you're saying that our bodies are made up of about 75% water, and then the muscle mass is like there with that. We are like a huge sound absorbing, you know, the sound is transferring in and out of us. And when I would listen to a dissonant popular tune or something that would be in 440, 440 is a good example. I played some stuff in 440. And it, because of the dissonance that are in the harmonic value and just with the tones, that it created dissonance and puts the body at a dis-ease. Then when I would go back and play the 528 with somebody, and at one point I had somebody drink water with it too, just to really, let's kind of turbo boost the effect of this, you could see that they were brought down, that their energy levels increased, but not to the energy level that I'm talking about with anxiety. The stress levels came down. And so it was able to show that through the test, too. And they kind of created more area in their body. The chakras came back to being balanced.
So what I saw as an energy healer, and he has videos to show the charts of what in the biophotonic light imaging systems that he uses to measure the human energy field, it will show if you have holes in your aura. You know, a lot of us Reiki energy healers, we feel it or we can see it. You know, if we have a strong intuition or clairvoyance, we can see it in people that they have a hole in their energy field. Or some people can feel it. They just sense it with their, you know, their hands or their intuition. They sense it. But you can actually see it. Through this technology. It's so it's measurable now. So all these people that think you're crazy if you understand energy and they don't, you're not, because now there's scientific proof to show it. And if you go to Big Country Publishing, their YouTube channel, Ted Setup, he has some of his, he has about 5 or 6 videos up now. He's constantly creating new videos to show his research, because the word has to get out. You know, let's change things. And sometimes we can't change things, you know, in our physical world with our boss or maybe our government or the institutions or the things that we feel, the economy, but we could change things in our body, and we can change things in our world, you know. So the sound healing can do profound effects in your life.
Yeah, the cells of our body are energy, and they respond to environmental signals and respond to our mind and our other internal messages that are with our body. So they'll pick up on that, and that's why we always say when you're clearing a space or something, make sure you put a positive intention that are out there. Going along with that, I was reading something today. You were talking earlier about with the Facebook and all that, but it kind of dawned on me that we don't realize how much we are being guided down with our energy. I mean, if you think about it, if you've been on Amazon or you go to Facebook or Spotify, which is just a few of these places to name, they're through the digital medium. They're tapping into our energy. They're following us, what we are buying, what we are watching, what we are listening to. And rather than letting us consciously start to go through and pick that out, They're picking that out for us and throwing it right there on our computer screen saying, you need this.
Yeah, it's like we're, you know, social media is necessary if you're in a business. You're running a business, you know, and you can't although I do know some people who are completely off the grid, but very few, and it's very difficult. But to unplug from that matrix or whatever you want to call it, we are plugged in. We're quantum entangled with all of this. And, you know, think about how many hours you're on social media, Facebook, TV, whatever. Okay. And you're texting or, you know, other people's drama. If you figured out how many hours a day you're subjecting your energy field to that versus how many hours a day are you in meditation? Well, most of us don't have much time for that. Okay. The truth is, I mean, I would love to have an hour a day, and I will, I'm working on it, but at least if you can play sound healing music while you are, you know, doing other things, it helps. Or, you know, Ted really loves the hot tub because he can be in nature and unplug.
Yeah. And the sun.
Yeah. And the sun, you know. But here's another thing. Even if you're super stressed out because you have a very busy day, you could play that sound healing music while you're in the shower every morning and make an intention that you're clearing your energy field and grounding, and you're washing away anything that's not yours. Because, you know, let's face it, I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times I'll feel depressed and I have nothing to be depressed about. But then, you know, a friend or family member I talked to later in that day, I found out they're having a bad day. And it was almost like their thoughts, feelings, and emotions I was picking up on. And we do it with our kids. We do it with our coworkers. We could even do it with the collective consciousness. Let's say there's some crazy doom and gloom thing on the TV news and you're unplugging because you don't want to be in that energy, but you're picking up on it from, you know, everyone else. So,
you know, I like you said, that's quantum entanglement. And so this allows us to be able to rid our life of the drama and the chaos from those who do not energetically serve our higher good or our purpose. And we refer to these people as energy vampires. They'll without us realizing it, they tend to sit there and rob us of our energy. And so through the sound healing process, that's where I love it so much, bringing in my own energy, because it's clearing away these negative energies. It's allowing me to be able to connect with my divine higher self and access more of the good life that the universe is trying to deliver us, and getting rid of that where it's like constantly in our face saying, you have to go down this one, and, you know, be like the little drones on the movie WALL-E.
Well, yeah, we watch a lot of Disney, unfortunately, still, because we have little kids. But yeah, there's a lot of and things that are true in Disney that you see, because, you know, a lot of us feel like we're doing, it's harder to lead that good life. You know, it's harder to eat healthy. It's harder to keep your thoughts positive. It's harder to recycle. It's harder to seek out the one fast food restaurant I can find as a mother right now for takeout that's non-GMO is Chipotle. You know, and I have to drive across town for it because I won't spend money at other places because I don't want to give that to my kids, you know. And it's like, that's not easy. We're a lot of us, especially the people, the hosts on this station, the listeners in this station, in the field that we're in, you know, we want to transform as humans. We want a better life. We want a better planet. We want more ease. We don't want to get up every day and just go to work and then go to bed, you know.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
We need to experience life and living. And one of the things we did as a family is we went to Sedona when the kids were on spring break. You know, a lot of our friends, they go to places like, you know, Hawaii or California for a little, you know, sunshine when they're sick of the snow in Colorado. We take our kids to Sedona and teach them what vortexes are. So Ted, let's talk a little bit about the measurements you took in Sedona. We'll play some music in a bit, but before we get there, I wanted you to set the stage on the experiments you did at the Sedona Vortex recently.
Okay. It kind of started when I was introduced to the vortexes that were there. I was actually filming a client, and we had gone through and traveled through some of the vortexes and through Cathedral Rock and Bell Rock and the airport, and I was blown away with what I was able to feel there and tap into and just the energies that were there on it. And then it dawned on me when we were going out there, and we were kind of a ways away from there, but that if we could make a special trip to go there, I wanted to take my equipment and climb up Bell Rock and just to see what the measurement would be, because I you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't seen really anything that's out there that's been able to show the energy. And so it was a great opportunity. So here I am in the sacred place, hiking with a backpack and a computer and a device to measure it, and I popped it open. And as I'm sitting there recording the data and feeling it, and my kids are running around, I could feel what felt like a wave kind of moving through me. Like it would be I'm trying to think as the best way to articulate this. But I could feel like a peak and a valley kind of coming in of just this great warm feeling. And I'm like, wow, this is incredible. And, of course, it's hard to read the data because the sun's so bright there. You're trying to look at your computer screen, and you've got towels over you. And I came back with the data, and it showed that it had this high area of energy. And I'm like, well, that's crazy. I've got to do outside my office space so I can make a really good comparison. And the studio that I have is in a beautiful place, and I personally love the energy. It's the whole reason why we ended up building here and putting our business here, is because it has such a high energy. And here it was to see the frequency from Sedona. You could definitely see it. The area inside these statistics for the Sedona do not decrease. In fact, it actually expands. I had to talk to the inventor of the equipment. He wanted to see the data that I had, too, because he was really intrigued. And here it was awesome. He's just like, this is truly a magical place. So I'm hoping people will get this data and go there and do some more research, because now we can physically see what we've been feeling the whole time that we go there to visit.
So in a nutshell, the non-engineering description, I always tease him that he is the engineer. Basically, he measured, and there's a video. If you want to look at bigcountrypublishing.com, it's under Sound Healing Research or on YouTube. There's a video that shows how high the vortex energy was. It would blow your mind when you see how it expands. Then Ted tested the outdoor energy just in the suburbs of Denver in Colorado, which was pretty high but nowhere near the vortex. Then he tested the indoor energy was very, very low.
Yep.
And he played the sound healing track, one of his sound healing tracks, and then tested the indoor energy. And it increased the energy significantly, so it was like bringing the outdoor energy indoors. So that proves what we're talking about. We feel the sound healing, but this can show it. And I highly recommend it's a little 3-minute video called Sedona Vortex Energy versus Sound Healing. If you guys can't find it, you know, contact me through the station and I'll send you the link. But Ted, I want to play the song now. Sun 126 Hertz that you used for your experiment. And
I'm honored. Thank you. I don't even have it out on an album yet. But
oh, yeah,
yeah,
it's coming out soon. It's already on his video, on the research video, so you can hear it on YouTube now. But this this song, you're going to hear it come in. He played it just for like 5 minutes or so, Ted? Is that
the duration of the song? I wanted to make it as simple as possible to see how well it
okay.
works.
Okay. So your song is what, 5 or 6 minutes long?
Yeah.
Approximately?
Approximately.
So in just 5 or 6 minutes, it was interesting that the energy in the indoor space, just in the office space, increased just after 5 or 6 minutes. So can you imagine, you know, we didn't do this study. This is another one to add to the list, right, Ted?
Yeah.
If we played it for an hour, what that would do.
And that's what I do with my albums. I don't try to, there's a lot of frequencies that are out there that you can sit there and listen to it for an hour. I wanted to give quick frequencies, decompositions that can change as soon as possible, figuring that you can either put that onto a loop or you can move on to the next one, because each frequency is a different energy that is going to be going through us as you're listening to your headphones and through your speaker system.
When I think sound healing, we're just going to play this song while we talk so you guys can enjoy a little bit of sound healing. But what I think people don't realize is just like you can't just live on one fruit. You know, you need all the different types of fruit for the different vitamins. You don't just eat carrots. No, you eat kale, you eat tomatoes. You know, you have a wide variety of vegetables to receive the healing benefits and the vitamins, right? So our bodies also need all the different frequencies, you know, that are the natural frequencies. And it's not just 528 or 432. There's, you know, Ted does all the mathematical calculations that are way over my head, but he makes sure every song he does, everything is tuned precisely. It's not just New Age elevator music that sounds relaxing. It actually has health benefits because he makes sure every instrument is tuned. There's the mathematical calculations. And then he tests it on the equipment to test the human energy field to make sure that the aura expands, the holes in your aura close, the chakras align, and you can see it in the different slides. It's really pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. We clean our car, we clean our house, we clean our teeth. We'll go to salons to kind of clean up our appearance. We forget about, you know, to clean our body and our energy field, and this is one thing that I've found that is instant for me to be able to go use in one of the processes of clearing my energy, bringing it new. I want to bring in more abundance into my life. I want to be more vibrant. I want health and wellness. And it's just,
I read recently there was a study done many, many years ago, like I think it was even like in the 70s or something. It was a long time ago. And it was babies, newborn babies. And they played music for them in their little, the prenatal section. Anyway, I forgot the name of it. But they played the music. And the babies that had music playing, it was just like light classical music playing in the background versus the babies that didn't have any music, they had better weight gain, less incidence of health issues. I mean, it was just like this mind-blowing thing, just playing soft music in the background. Think how it can restore, you know, our health when we sleep, or our kids, you know, help them relax. They have anxiety about tests or going to college or studying for finals, or little kids, you know, going to kindergarten and they have separation anxiety. Play the sound healing lightly while they sleep to help, you know, bring balance to their body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah, that's interesting you bring up about the babies. They're surrounded in water. And if you've ever been in water for snorkeling, or more likely scuba divers, they scuba dive, it's amazing the frequency that you get down there to even the rhythm of the bubbles that are coming out of your regulator. It's hypnotic. So I can imagine playing music to the children.
Let's just let it finish out, and it's almost done. So, Ted, I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. And you're working with planetary frequencies now, which is pretty cool because you do earthly, angelic, divine. And so in this video, it showed space clearing actually works. You can bring the outdoor energy into your space, not just with sound healing. You know, you can bring plants in, fountains, running water. That's important. You know, essential oils, or, you know, bring in the smells, you know, fresh air. This is really funny, you guys. Ted was playing music. He wanted to see, we have open space by our yard. Ted, you didn't know I was going to bring this up, but this is really funny, but it shows how animals respond to sound. He pulls out his acoustic guitar, and our son, who's 9, is like mini Ted. And our son pulls out his little mini acoustic guitar, which he's getting pretty good at some AC/DC songs, I must say. And they are out there, and I look at my daughter and I said, "Where are the guys?" And she goes, "Look." Like, she disapproves, you know, she's in that preteen judgment age. And I look outside, and sure enough, there's Ted and our son with their guitars playing, and all the cattle start coming from the space that our backyard butts up to. They all start walking from very far away. I mean, this is a huge area, you guys, a huge pasture area. And you know, like 100 head of cattle from all over, babies, mamas, bulls, everything. They're all coming towards the music. And it was so funny. But, you know, think about space clearing and sound healing for your pets when you're gone. You know, if they get anxiety when you leave, animals respond.
Yeah, I noticed the dogs on that day. They were passed out in the grass, and we have a schnauzer who typically doesn't like the cows coming near the fence, and she's just like sawing away.
You know, and I saw a thing. Some Native American teenage boys were playing drums on a reservation, and the buffalo came all over and surround them when they play. Isn't that neat? I just thought that was kind of interesting. But so we have a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about space clearing techniques and sound healing. Hope you guys are having a good time. This is really a fun topic, and hope you learned something today about sound healing. So we'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.